1965, artist Robert Indiana had an idea for a painting with the word love as the main focus. He decided to break the word up into two lines, putting the L-O on top of the V-E. He then tilted the O a little, and an iconic American design was born. In fact, it became so popular that the Museum of Modern Art and the United States Postal Service asked Indiana to create versions of his love painting for cards and stamps. In the early 1970s, Indiana made a series of love sculptures for display in public parks. The first of these love sculptures was placed in New York City, on the corner of 6th Avenue and 55th Street. Additional love sculptures were placed in New Orleans, Philadelphia, Vancouver, Tokyo, and Singapore, as well as many other cities. Unfortunately, Indiana didn't make much money from his love paintings and sculptures. He never signed his paintings or applied for copyright, so he didn't have legal protection against the many imitations of his work.
Air Jordan sneakers.
When Michael Jordan started playing basketball for the Chicago Bulls in 1984, he had special Nike sneakers designed for him by Peter Moore. These sneakers were called the Air Jordan 1, or more simply, Air Jordans. They were red and black, the Chicago Bulls colors. Because the sneakers did not have any white on them, Jordan was fined $5,000 by the National Basketball Association each time he wore them for a game. Every year since then, Nike has created a new pair of Air Jordans to sell. In 1987, Tinker Hatfield took over the design responsibilities for these sneakers, and he has been associated with them ever since. Hatfield introduced the Jumpman logo on the sneakers, which is a silhouette of Michael Jordan dunking a basketball with his legs spread wide. In 2010, Hatfield designed the Jordan 2010s to celebrate the sneakers' 25th anniversary.
5.31 Barbie.
Until the late 1950s, most American girls played with baby dolls, which often limited their imaginations to mother or caregiver roles. At around the same time, Ruth Handler noticed that her preteen daughter was playing with paper dolls, giving them adult roles such as actresses or secretaries. On a trip to Europe, Ruth saw an adult figure doll in Germany and brought several of them back to the U.S. Handler had the idea that girls could expand their imagination and play acting roles with a doll that looked like an adult. So she and engineer Jack Ryan redesigned the doll for the U.S. market and called her Barbie, after Ruth's daughter, Barbara. The first Barbie dolls were produced in 1959 and sold over 350,000 in the first year. Barbie is still popular today, and billions have been sold around the world since 1959. Mattel, Inc., the company that produces Barbie, reports that 90% of American girls between the ages of 3 and 10 have a Barbie doll.
The Chrysler Building.
The Chrysler Building has been one of the most iconic New York City landmarks since it was completed in 1930. Architect William Van Allen designed the Art Deco building for Walter P. Chrysler, who owned the automobile company Chrysler Corporation. In fact, Van Allen modeled many of the building's decorative features using Chrysler car parts as inspiration. For example, the decorations on the outside of the building for the 31st floor are fashioned after engine parts from a 1929 Chrysler car. Today, the Chrysler Building is still considered one of the best examples of Art Deco architecture in the U.S. In fact, it was voted New York City's favorite building in 2005 by Skyscraper Museum. In addition, the building appears regularly in movies and TV shows that film in New York City.
The love sculpture.
In 1960,